Topic 18. Power Editing. We've talked before about tools being an extension of your hand. Well, this applies to editors more than to any other software tool. You need to be able to manipulate text as effortlessly as possible, because text is the basic raw material of programming. In the first edition of this book, we recommended using a single editor for everything: code, documentation, memos, system administration, and so on. We've softened that position a little. We're happy for you to use as many editors as you want. We'd just like you to be working toward fluency in each. Tip 27. Achieve editor fluency. Why is this a big deal? Are we saying you'll save lots of time? Actually, yes. Over the course of a year, you might actually gain an additional week if you make your editing just 4% more efficient and you edit for 20 hours a week. But that's not the real benefit. No, the major gain is that by becoming fluent, you no longer have to think about the mechanics of editing. The distance between thinking something and having it appear in an editor buffer drop way down. Your thoughts will flow and your programming will benefit. If you've ever taught someone to drive, then you'll understand the difference between someone who has to think about every action they take and a more experienced driver who controls the car instinctively. What counts as being fluent? Here's the challenge list. When editing text, move and make selections by character, word, line, and paragraph. When editing code, move by various syntactic units, matching delimiters, functions, modules, etc. Re-indent code following changes. Comment and uncomment blocks of code with a single command. Undo and redo changes. Split the editor window into multiple panels and navigate between them. Navigate to a particular line number. Sort selected lines. Search for both strings and regular expressions, and repeat previous searches. Temporarily create multiple cursors based on a selection or on a pattern match, and edit the text at each in parallel. Display compilation errors in the current project. Run the current project's tests. Can you do all this without using a mouse or trackpad? You might say that your current editor can't do some of these things. Maybe it's time to switch. Moving toward fluency. We doubt there are more than a handful of people who know all the commands in any particular powerful editor. We don't expect you to, either. Instead, we suggest a more pragmatic approach. Learn the commands that make your life easier. The recipe for this is fairly simple. First, look at yourself while you're editing. Every time you find yourself doing something repetitive, get into the habit of thinking, there must be a better way. Then find it. Once you've discovered a new, useful feature, you now need to get it installed into your muscle memory, so you can use it without thinking. The only way we know to do that is through repetition. Consciously look for opportunities to use your new superpower, ideally many times a day. After a week or so, you'll find you use it without thinking. Growing your editor. Most of the powerful code editors are built around a basic core that is then augmented through extensions. Many are supplied with the editor, and others can be added later. When you bump into some apparent limitation of the editor you're using, search around for an extension that will do the job. The chances are that you are not alone in needing that capability, and if you're lucky, someone else will have published their solution. Take this a step further. Dig into your editor's extension language. Work out how to use it to automate some of the repetitive things you do. Often you'll just need a line or two of code. Sometimes you might take it further still, and you'll find yourself writing a full-blown extension. If so, publish it. If you had a need for it, other people will too. Here's a few challenges. No more auto-repeat. Everyone does it. You need to delete the last word you typed, so you press down on backspace and wait for auto-repeat to kick in. In fact, we bet that your brain has done this so much that you can judge pretty much exactly when to release the key. So, Turn off auto-repeat and instead learn the key sequences to move, select, and delete by characters, words, lines, and blocks. This one is going to hurt. Lose the mouse and trackpad. For one whole week, edit using just the keyboard. You'll discover a bunch of stuff that you can't do without pointing and clicking, so now's the time to learn. Keep notes. We recommend going old school and using pencil and paper, of the key sequences you learn. You'll take a productivity hit for a few days, but as you learn to do stuff without moving your hands away from the home position, you'll find that your editing becomes faster and more fluent than it ever was in the past. Look for integrations. While writing this chapter, Dave wondered if he could preview the final layout, a PDF file, in an editor buffer. One download later, the layout is sitting alongside the original text, all in the editor. Keep a list of things you'd like to bring into your editor, then look for them. Somewhat more ambitiously, if you can't find a plugin or extension that does what you want, write one. Andy is fond of making custom, local file-based wiki plugins for his favorite editors. If you can't find it, build it.